You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Needing a gift for Christmas? Motet has launched an Adopt a Tram initiative for the iconic trams. I spoke to the head of philanthropy and partnerships at Motet, Katie Brundle, about this initiative and what it means exactly to adopt a tram. Motet is running an Adopt a Tram initiative. What does adopting a tram mean?
Well, it's about making a donation to the tramway project through adopting a tram for a year. And so what we're asking the public to do is really get on board and help us with this fundraising campaign that we're running to raise sufficient funds to keep our tramway open. And we thought a really neat way of doing that would be to, we thought what we'd do is offer the public an opportunity to adopt their favourite tram for 12 months. And it's really quite a neat way of making a donation to this really important cause for us.
And what trams can be adopted?
So we've got 7 of our heritage trams that are operational on the Western Springs Tramway that are up for adoption. The oldest is actually a steam tram that was built in New South Wales and was used in Whanganui in the early 1900s and again subsequently a few times later when they had power supply issues. That's Tram 100, and today that steam tram, instead of running on coal, runs on sustainable wood products called briquettes. And we've also got our oldest electric tram in Auckland, the number 11 tram, which is it was first off the boat from Britain and unpacked, and it's number 11 and beautiful old tram. So we've got trams that, you know, are from Wellington. We've got the double decker, the Big Ben. We've got a couple of other trams from Wellington, Tram 135 and 257. 257 is the most modern of the tram in our fleet. And then we've got our other two other Auckland trams, 44 and 248. So they've all got unique stories to tell. And the people that come to Motet and experience the trams, they all have their favourite. And they're just wonderful living artefacts, really, of our transport history in New Zealand.
And why is it important to adopt these trams?
It's really about preserving the heritage that we have and making that heritage accessible to the public for future generations. So if we didn't do this, if we didn't upgrade the tramway system that we have, unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to make these trams accessible and operational and available to, for the public to enjoy and to really experience that whole side of technology that is part of our history. It's about understanding electric transport. It's about understanding mass transport. And it's a really immersive, wonderful experience. Children and people of all ages really love these trams, and we want them to be made available. And if we can't upgrade the tramway system, unfortunately, they would be confined to their tramway barns.
And how can people adopt?
It's really simple. Just go to our website. On the homepage, there is a link to adopt a tram, or you can go to the support and join tab and you'll see adopt a tram there. And you just read through and click on your favourite tram. It'll take you to a page where you can click that tram, click how much you want to support the project with. There are 4 tiers of adoption, from bronze through to platinum. So there's a range for everyone. And that'll take you through to the payment page. And every adoption comes with an adoption certificate, valid for a year. They also get their name, if they'd like to, on our digital wall on our website, acknowledging their support. And for support from Silver Up, you get your very own little Motorman Motet Tram Bear. Higher levels of adoption also get a family pass for a year. And there are other neat experiences, including tram tours and seeing our off-site collection of trams as well. Which is quite exciting for those who are really interested in our tram history.
That was the Head of Philanthropy and Partnerships at MOTAT, Katie Brundle, on the museum's Adopt a Tram initiative. You can adopt a train by heading to their website, www.motat.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.